Unit 3. Direction and location.
Listening activity number 10. Look carefully at the street plan below. Follow the sets of directions and then answer the questions at the end of each set of directions.
1. You've just come out of the bus station. Turn right and walk to the junction of Elm Avenue and Hanover Road. Turn left and walk up Hanover Road. Cross Woodlawn Lane and continue up Hanover Road. You will see a big building on your right. What is the building on your left?
2. You've just come out of the bus station. Turn right and walk to the junction of Elm Avenue and Hanover Road. Turn left and walk up Hanover Road. Past the Bank of Asia on your left and a small park just opposite. Cross Woodlawn Lane, keep straight on until you see the zebra crossing. Turn right, walk along Street Lane to the end of this road. What is the building on your right?
3. You've just come out of the bus station. Turn left, walk straight on, take the first turning on the right. Go along the street lane, take the second turning on the left. What is the building on your right?
Listening activity number 11. Now look at the map of Mapletown. Find the station at the bottom left-hand corner first. We will start here.
1. Mr. Smith has just come out of the station and is asking the driver the way.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the bookshop is?
When you leave the station, turn left, then cross Station Road at the junction and walk up North Street. Take the first turning on the right, and the bookshop is the first building on the right.
Thank you. 2. Miss Acton has just come out of the station and is asking the driver where a coffee bar is.
Excuse me, could you tell me where the coffee bar is?
Go straight along Station Road, past the zebra crossing until you reach a crossroads with Market Street. The coffee bar is facing you on the right corner.
Thank you very much.
3. Miss Abby has just come out of the station and wants to do some shopping.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the nearest chemist is?
A chemist's? Oh yes, there's one on West Street. When you leave the station, turn left and go along North Street until you get to some traffic lights. Take the right turning there and walk straight on until just before a left-hand turning called South Street. The chemist is on the left, on the corner of these two streets.
Thank you very much.
4. Mr. Robert Smith wants to find a hotel. Excuse me, could you tell me where I can find a hotel?
A hotel? Yes, there is one on the corner of West Street and Market Street, next to the bookshop.
The corner of West Street and Market Street, next to the bookshop, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye and have a nice day.
5. Mary and Jack want to visit the art museum. They don't know where it is.
Excuse me, could you tell us where the art museum is?
Yes, it's on Market Street, opposite the hotel.
Thank you very much.
That's okay.
Listening activity number 12. Look at the map below. You will hear 6 separate sets of directions to a certain place on the street plan. As you listen, follow the directions carefully, then write the appropriate letters beside the names of the places below. The first one starts at the car park. Find the car park, please. Conversation 1.
Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to the post office from here?
The post office? Let me think for a minute. The post office. Ah, yes. It's on Victoria Road. Go straight along High Street until you get to the park. Turn right at this junction into Church Road, and then take the second turning on your left. That's Victoria Road. The post office is in the middle of the block on your left, opposite the church.
Conversation 2.
Excuse me, I'm trying to find the bank. Do you know where it is?
The bank? Let me see now. We are on Lake Street, so you go down this road until you come to Victoria Road. Turn left, and the bank is on your right. It takes up the whole block between Lake Street and Church Road. You can't miss it.
Conversation 3.
Excuse me, please. Could you tell me how to get to the Windsor Hotel?
Yes, I think it's on Oxford Road. When you come out of the church, turn left and walk to the junction with Church Road, where you turn right. Go up Church Road, past the coffee shop on your left, and the Windsor Hotel is on your right, just past the coffee shop.
Conversation 4.
Excuse me, I'm trying to find a Chinese restaurant. Do you know where it is?
A Chinese restaurant? Yes, there's one on High Street. When you come out of the church, go straight up Church Road until you reach High Street. Turn left, and it's the second building on your right.
I see. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Conversation 5.
Excuse me, could you tell me if there's a newsagent somewhere around here?
Yeah. Now then, when you come out of the park, you go straight on Church Road, you'll come to a crossroads. Turn right here, and there's a newsagent's on your right, at the end of that road, on the corner of Lake Street.
Thanks a lot.
Conversation 6.
Excuse me, I'm looking for a grocer's shop. Is there one nearby?
Yeah. So, just walk along Victoria Road. You will see a coffee shop on your left, and turn left at the junction into Church Road. Carry on down this road, past another crossroads, you will see a building on the right. Past the building on your right, the grocer's shop is standing at the corner of Church Road and High Street, opposite the park.
At the corner of Church Road and High Street, opposite the park. That's great, thanks a lot.
Listening activity number 13. You are going to listen to a conversation between Janet and her friend. Janet is telling her friend about her holiday. As you listen, write down brief notes in the box below about her holiday.
Hello, Janet. I'm glad to see you back. Did you have a nice holiday?
Yes, it wasn't bad.
What did you do? Tell me all about it.
All right, if you're really that interested. We arrived at our hotel at 5 o'clock on Saturday afternoon and didn't really do anything much until the next morning when my father hired a small family car and we all went to Safari Park, which is not far from London. It was a very interesting park full of lovely wild animals. We motored through the monkeys' compound first and that was an experience. They climbed all over our car and we had a wonderful view of the monkeys. Then we continued into the lions' compartment, and we had to lock ourselves in because the lions could come very close.
Yeah, it must have been terrifying. Did they come to you?
Oh, no. We saw them sleeping under trees, quite far away from us. We were unlucky and didn't see them clearly. Anyway, we had a good time there.
Oh, it sounds interesting. It's the kind of park I like.
On Monday, we all went off to Oxford and spent a whole day there. On the way to Oxford, we stopped at Stonehenge.
Stonehenge? It reminds me of my own experience when I was a student at Oxford.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it would be rather a romantic thing to do a drive off in the early hours of the morning and watch the sun rise behind the stone. So?
That was a good idea. Did you do it?
Yes. I went there with some of my classmates. When we got there, it was still dark. It was very cold and wet. We stayed in the car and waited for the sun to come up.
Well, did you see it?
No. When it began to get a little bit light, we couldn't see anything at all because there was so much fog around.
Oh no, I'm sorry to hear that. But it was a beautiful day when we got there. We took lots of photographs there.
You were lucky. Well, did you do any sightseeing in London?
Yes. The next 2 days we stayed in London. On Tuesday we joined a sightseeing tour run by London Regional Transport, an excellent introduction to all London's principal sights. We visited Trafalgar Square, Westminster Abbey, the Houses of Parliament, and about 11:30 we were at Buckingham Palace and saw the changing of the guard there.
Yes, the changing of the guard always takes place at 11:30 at Buckingham Palace, from May to July every day. During winter, it's on alternate days.
We also went to Tower Bridge and the Tower of London. Anyway, we were pretty tired, so we went to bed very early. The next day we went to Greenwich by boat from Westminster Pier.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. A unique way of seeing some of London's most famous landmarks is to take a trip on one of the passenger boats which follows the River Thames through the heart of London.
Yes, that's my favourite part of a holiday, just relaxing. And the day after that, we went shopping for presents and souvenirs. I brought some really lovely things back. You should see some of them. And then in the evening, we went to the cinema and saw a really great film.
What was it?
It was called Star Wars. It was really exciting. You'll have to go and see it.
Oh yes, I've heard it's good. I should go. Well, I'm thinking of going to London for my next holiday, actually.
Oh, you should. And then the last day, Friday, unfortunately it rained all day, so we stayed in the hotel. But we had quite a good time playing table tennis. Then the next morning, we got up pretty early and left the hotel at 10 to give us plenty of time to get back.
Yeah, it's a long journey. You must have been tired.
Yes, we were. But then we had Sunday to recover before I started work again. Listening activity number 14. Task 1. You will hear a dialogue between two students. One of them is describing a route on the map. If the person went inside any of the places named on this map, mark that place with a cross.
Hello, Mary. Did you go to the university for registration yesterday?
Yes, that day was a bit hectic. I was really tired.
Why? What happened?
Oh, I went to the West Building to register first. Then on the way to the library to apply for my library card, I had to go to the South Building to see my tutor there. After the library, I had to go to the Student Union's office to book a ticket for the Oxford trip next week.
Yes, you did a lot of things.
Yes, but that wasn't the end of it. I was pretty tired after all that. Anyway, I went to the bar for lunch and I met Kathy there.
Kathy? Is that the girl you were talking about before?
Yes, she's my old schoolmate. She studies computing at my university. She now lives in the YMCA, very close to the bar. She wanted to show me the computer centre, but it was closed. So she took me to the shopping centre in Ealing Broadway instead. We came back at 6 p.m.
No wonder you were looking so tired. Listening activity number 15. You're going to listen to a talk about children's safety at home. Look at the table below. Listen to the talk and fill in the missing information in the correct column.
Over 500,000 children under 5 are taken to hospital each year after an accident at home. Tragically, about 200 die. Most of these accidents need never have happened. Think how your adult-sized home looks through a young child's eyes. Think how quickly your child is growing and changing. Out of reach may be much higher than it was not long ago. So think ahead. Their safety is in your hands. Things look different from where children are. They can see lots of things to grab hold of or poke into. Panhandles, the lid on the kettle, a hot drink, or the iron. If they grab something hot, it could burn or scald them. Even a cupful is dangerous. When they're moving around, they don't always look ahead. They don't see. Panes of glass in doors and screens, things left on the floor, like toys, or spills in the kitchen, drawers or cupboard doors left open. They can trip and fall over things. fall through panes of glass, or bump into things which stick out. Children like to explore and soon learn to open things. They can find lots of things you thought were hidden away, like in a kitchen cupboard or under the stairs. They can find medicines and household cleaners. All these can harm them. Matches, lighters, knives, and other sharp tools, plastic bags, and things they could choke on, like peanuts. Children don't know which things are dangerous. For instance, they can't tell the difference between lemonade and turps. As children grow and explore, they see new things they want to reach and play with. They can climb the stairs on their own, but then they don't know how to get down again safely. Climb on a chair to reach a window. Then they could fall out of it. Climb inside things, like cupboards and freezers. Reach switches and knobs and turn them on and off. They could be anywhere. If you can't hear them playing, please go and look for them. Keeping a constant eye on them as they move around is very difficult. You can't be everywhere at once, and anyway, it's important for them to learn about the world around them. But you can help keep them safe by planning ahead and making the right arrangements. You can store all medicines and household chemicals out of reach of children. Make sure they're not left lying around. Make it more difficult for them to touch or grab hot things. For instance, turn pan handles away from the front of the cooker. Use a short or curly lead on an electric kettle. Make sure all fires and heaters are guarded. Use barriers on stairs and in doorways until they have learned to move around safely. Fit safety glass at low level. Make sure things are not left around on the floor or the stairs. This is safer for you as well as for them. Teach them about safety. Show them how to do things safely, like going up and down the stairs. Tell them about how hot things could hurt them. Listening activity number 16. Look at the picture on the sheet in front of you. This is Kevin's bed sitting room. He is describing his room to his friend. As you listen, draw in the furniture in the right places in the picture. Using a square or a circle to mark in the furniture as described. Just a quick sketch will do.
Well, my room is L-shaped. There's a round dining table and four chairs opposite the kitchen door, so I can look out onto the garden when I eat. My record player is in the corner, between the kitchen door and the small window. There are bookcases on both sides of the fireplace, and a rectangular coffee table in front of the fire. My bed is against the long wall, under the large window. I use it as a sofa during the day, so there are some big striped cushions on it. Opposite the bed, against the kitchen wall, there's a desk. And between the bed and the desk, there's a large armchair. I like sitting and reading in front of the fire with my feet up on the coffee table. In the empty space in front of the door, there's an oval carpet on the floor, and the piano's against the wall between the door and my bed.
Listening activity number 17. Sally bought a new house a few days ago in a small village. She is phoning her friend Richard and inviting him for dinner at the weekend. Sally is giving directions to get to her house. Look at the map. As you listen, take notes and mark Sally's house with a cross.
Good morning, 572-3490.
Good morning, Richard. This is Sally.
Hello, Sally. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Listen, are you free this weekend?
Yes, why?
You know, I've just bought a new house in the countryside.
Oh, have you? Congratulations.
Thank you. I would like to invite you to have dinner with my family this weekend.
That's very kind of you. I'd love to. You'd better tell me how to get there. Where is your new house?
In Greenwich. How will you be coming?
By car, of course.
All right. So you'll be coming from Andover. You need to take the road to Grand Town.
Take the road? Yeah, hang on a minute.
From Grand Town?
Because I'm writing this down, because... Grand Town, that's gra...
That's GRANDTOWN. That's right. Now, you'll approach the village from the north.
Coming from the north, uh-huh.
The house is about 2 miles outside the village, by the way.
House is two... uh-huh.
So now you get... You come into the centre of the village, and you'll arrive at the main square.
Come into the centre?
On the far side.
Yeah, I can't get lost there, can I?
No, you can't miss it.
Hmm.
Far side of the square, you'll see the town hall, le mairie.
Far side... Hang on, far side, see town hall.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you need to go past the town hall, leaving it on your left.
Past, leave it on my left, yeah.
And cross the bridge over the river.
Bridge over river, okay.
Now, the thing I... When you get across the bridge, there's a junction, but there aren't any signposts.
Oh, that's helpful.
Well, you know how it is. So, you turn right.
I cross the bridge. Hang on, there's a junction, yeah? And then I have to go right at the junction.
That's right. You turn right immediately after the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you keep on that road. The road bears round to the left.
Oh, that doesn't sound too bad. Yeah.
First of all, about after half a mile, there's a chateau on your right.
Is that your place?
Afraid not. Couldn't afford it.
Chateau on the right, yeah?
And there's a road going off opposite that, but ignore that road.
Mm?
Keep straight on. You keep straight on right.
Yeah.
Past the chateau.
Keep straight on, yes.
The next thing you come to is a farm at a place called Villac.
Farm, and then Villac. That's V-I-L-L...
A-C.
A-C?
That's it.
Uh-huh.
And just after that, the valley narrows and the road becomes much closer to the river.
Yes.
So you run along the river.
Uh-huh.
For a little... few hundred metres, really. The house is in the next group of buildings.
Ah.
You've got a mill opposite the house.
Oh, it sounds beautiful.
Well, it's got... I think you'll like it when you get there.
So hang on a minute. The mill is opposite.
Yeah, you've got the river on your right.
Yeah.
You come to the mill, which is on your right, and three...
Yes?
Three houses on the left opposite the mill, and the house is the middle one.
House is the middle one. Okay.
Right. So do you think you'll find it?
Well... Well, with my sense of direction, I'm not sure. But, no, I think I've got everything down.
Fine. I'm sure you will. Dinner will start at 6.
Do I need to bring something?
No, just bring yourself.
Okay, I'll be there by 6.
Goodbye.
Listening activity number 18. You are going to listen to 5 conversations between a new information officer and passengers. Look at the timetable and check whether the information officer provides correct information or not by writing T for true and F for false beside each number. Conversation 1.
Can I help you, madam?
Yes. Could I have a second-class return ticket to Nottingham to arrive by 10?
That's £41, please.
Here you are. Could you tell me which train I could take?
Let me see. It's 7 o'clock now, Friday. Yes, you can take the 7:30 train to get there.
Thank you very much.
Conversation 2.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, madam. What can I do for you?
Could you tell me the time of trains to Nottingham, please?
What sort of time do you want to go?
You see, I would like to go to Nottingham to visit my daughter. She will meet me at the station at 6:30 this Saturday. Which train should I take?
Take the 16:30 train and you'll get there at 18:24. Is that all right?
That's fine. Thanks a lot. Oh, by the way, how much does a weekend return ticket to London cost, please?
It costs £41.
Thank you.
Conversation 3.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, madam. May I help you?
Could you tell me which trains I can take if I buy a Saver ticket to Nottingham?
Let me see. Oh, yes, you can take any train except the 7:30 and the 8:30 morning trains, and any trains after 17:30. Generally speaking, a Saver ticket can be used on most trains, except on a few peak hour trains. Here's a timetable. You can check it by yourself.
Lovely. That will be very helpful.
Conversation 4.
May I help you, young lady?
Yes, I have to get to Nottingham by 10:30 this Saturday morning. Could you tell me which train I should take to get there on time?
The 8:30 train will do.
I see. Could you tell me which platform the train leaves from?
Platform 4.
Thank you.
Conversation 5.
Can I help you, madam?
Yes, I would like to get to Nottingham on Friday by 7 o'clock. Which train should I take?
The 17:05 train.
How much for a return Saver ticket to Nottingham?
£20, but I'm afraid you can't use a Saver ticket on that train.
Can't I? How much is standard fare?
£41, please.
Well, I think I should take standard fare. Here's £45.
Thanks. Here's your ticket and change.
Thank you very much.